Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. I know my voice sounds kind of weird. I was trying to give it a couple days, but it's getting worse slowly. So sorry for sounding extra sexy this week, everybody. Yeah, what's up, girl? Yeah, girl. I should run like a late night radio jazz show. Hope everybody had a great Christmas, but as always, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for listening. So please tell a friend, tell a coworker, tell an enemy, tell somebody, help me grow this thing, especially for 2017, which is what, a day upon us? Is that how you say that? 2 days away? Today's the 30th, so today and tomorrow, so 2 days away. It's upon us. I tried to sound all cool, or I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but I tried to sound something that I'm not as probably smart, and I end up sounding stupid. But, yeah, I hope you guys had a great Christmas or holiday if you don't celebrate. But you know what? Fuck that. Christmas is Christmas. It is what it is. If you don't like it, that's just too bad. Yeah. That's what it is, folks. Christmas is Christmas. Hanukkah is Hanukkah. Kwanzaa is Kwanzaa. You can't take that away. That holiday is what it is. If you don't like it, just don't celebrate it. If you hate Christmas, take your ass to work. You should have took your ass to work on Christmas Day. Don't go to the Christmas party. Don't eat the Christmas cookies. None of that shit. Get back your holiday bonus. All of it. You got an extra day off? Take your ass to work. You don't believe, remember? That shit's stupid. So go to work. See, people don't take it that far. They want the benefits, but they don't, you know, they want to talk shit about it, but they don't, you know, they want to benefit from it, though. I was thinking about that. Like, I tweeted something a while ago. I was like, whenever people mention that they're Christian, it's usually to, like, exclude somebody from a group. It's never to be inclusive. You know, it's only when it's convenient for them. And I see these news stories about, like, police in San Francisco, like, tearing down homeless people's tents or shutting down somebody from feeding homeless people because it's against the law. And I'm pretty sure there's a lot of Christian police officers. Why don't any of them go, hey, it's against my moral conviction to tear down this homeless person's tent. I can't do this. Or, hey, this person is trying to feed homeless people. There's no way I can tear down or shut down this little soup kitchen thing by the side of the road. I can't arrest this person handing out, you know, brown paper meals to homeless people. I can't do that. Never see it. But you do see people, like, you remember Kim Davis, like, hey, it's against my religious convictions to give these gay people a marriage license or to give somebody a slice of pizza or make a cake. It's weird. Never happens that way. Milestone, before I forget, the milestone was this is Miles's first Christmas. Oh, for those who don't know, I have a 4-year-old son, and every week I do a milestone, and it's because his name is Miles. That's right, wordplay, people. This was his first year where he was, like, last year he knew about Christmas, but he wasn't super excited. You know, he was kind of like, yeah, I kind of get it. But this year, people, he was super hyped. We put out the carrots for the reindeer. We put out milk and cookies for Santa Claus. And, I mean, he came down Christmas morning, we opened the front door. You know, one of the carrots is gone. The other one is half eaten, which is funny because I've never really seen any animal ever leave leftovers, but you got to do it for the effect for the kids. But, and then, you know, the cookies were gone. And just to see his face light up, man, was a beautiful thing. The innocence of a child, man, to really truly believe that, you know, Santa Claus came to his house and left him gifts, man, it's beautiful. And it's one of the great moments of being a parent. I'm pretty sure there's some people who disagree, but I mean, it's just, just to be around such innocence, man, it's so refreshing, especially in a world that we live in as adults, where it's just constantly being manipulated by media, or, you know, just somebody always wants something, you know? Something always needs something. You always you got to take the trash out. You got to put a new trash bag in. Your car needs gas. This bill needs to be paid. This, you know, your refrigerator needs more food. There's not, we're constantly just filling shit up. It's a lot, you know, it's just a lot. And to just be around a child and to be around just that pure innocence, man, it's so cool. And it makes you appreciate a lot of other things, man. So he had a great time. You know, he got a couple ABC things. He loves his numbers. We got a couple pair of shoes. My parents really did it up for him. They got him a Polaris remote control quad. He loved that thing. I bought him this car parking garage, and it's got like little spiral ramps and all that kind of stuff. I still got to put it together. I don't know why don't these companies put the stickers on shit? So now I got to build this thing and then put all these decals and stickers. And now I need to find the motivation. I kind of want to take the shit back now. Like, look, I didn't know it was going to be this involved. Can I get my $60 back? Because he don't want to play with it anyway. But now I just got to find the time to sit down and put that together. Luckily, he hasn't really been asking to play with that yet. So I got to do that this weekend. But yeah, it was a fun day. Had a friend over. We ate. We laughed. They had a good time. He truly enjoyed himself. And it was just a great day just to let him kind of do it exactly what he wanted, eat whatever he wants and eat whatever he wants. And it was fun. Great day. I hope you guys enjoyed your holiday as well. I'm doing a gig New Year's Eve in Fredericksburg at a hotel. This is the first time I'm ever working on New Year's, so this should be fun. I'm doing two shows with Jeff Maurer and Ramin Mastasavi. And Jeff writes for the John Oliver Show, which is pretty cool. So it's always fun to work with guys like that, just kind of to gauge myself. You got a guy writing on a excellent show, a political show, the kind of show that I would love to write on, just to see how my material stacks up against his. It's not a competition, but just to see, you know, like, hey, can I hang with these people? So I'm looking forward to working with him and Ramin tomorrow night, two shows, 7 and 9:30, Fredericksburg. I want to say it's a Holiday Inn. I don't have all the details, but looking forward to it. Make a little scratch, do two shows, and get to meet some new people. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. A couple things. I saw this. This has come up on Facebook. Well, let me talk about this first. The celebrity deaths. People need to ramp it down. Ramp it down. Somebody made a Time magazine cover, like Person of the Year, Grim Reaper, and somebody was like, these are all the people that he killed this year, and I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure he killed a million more than that. But it's just funny how people act so surprised when celebrities die. And it's just like the Grim Reaper does not see blue check marks, verification. It doesn't care. Why are we shocked? These people were born. They're going to die. Is it sad? Yes. Carrie Fisher died. Princess Leia died. I get it. It's sad. But you know what? I love Star Wars. But, I mean, people acting like it was their personal friend. It's just like, come on, man, you didn't know them. You didn't know them. And then her mom died like the next day. And it's like, I can't believe this. She was 84. It was any minute it was going to happen. Did she die of a broken heart? No, she died of an old 84-year-old-ass heart. That's just what happens. She was 84. But I will say this He is going out with a bang this year. I will say that. To me, it seems like the Grim Reaper is thinking about, like, retiring. So he let his son take over for a while. He's like, hey, you know what? You've been watching me for a while. You helped out. But I think I'm going to slowly give you the reins to the business, son. So you run things for the next couple months. Your mom and I, we're going to Costa Rica. There's a community there for some expats. And we're going to go check it out. And his son was like, Dad, thank you. I got this. As soon as old dad left, his son was like, yo, we're switching up the whole family business. We're going to change it up. We're going to make it hip. We are going to bring the death business into the new millennium. They got a new website. They got an app. They redid the logo. The son is like, we're going to make this shit dope again. And then his dad came back and he was like, what the fuck are you doing, man? He said, look, Dad, you've been doing your thing your way for a long time. I'm switching it up. It's 2016, man. Things have changed. And his dad is like, come on, man. We've had a steady line of business for decades. And this is how you, I have a reputation. People kind of trust me. They know from time to time I do weird stuff. But what you're doing right now is a bit much, son. I don't know if you're ready for this. It's like, yeah, I killed Paul Walker. I did. But they understand it kind of happens. I kind of set the tone years ago. Remember the streetcar named Desire guy? That was me. I can't think of his name for the joke right now. But they kind of saw it coming. So when it happened to Paul Walker, they were like, yo, that's kind of ironic. I know what I'm doing, son. I've been doing this for a long time. You just can't go around killing Star Wars people. Prince, George Michael, you can't just do it. You kind of have to have a rhyme or reason to why you do things. You're being reckless right now. You're showing off. So now I don't know what's going to happen with 2017. Is Grim Reaper Jr. or the third gonna take over for 2017? Is old dad gonna kind of bring it back towards normal business plan? I have no idea. No clue. But people, let's ramp it back. I understand we're fans of people. We are fans of people, man. Look, Craig Sager, huge fan of Craig Sager. But I guess Craig Sager had been sick for a while, and I was pretty bummed out when I saw that he had cancer. And I'm a huge NBA fan, for years I was always a fan of his suits and his sideline antics and interviews and stuff. And I feel bad for his family. So I guess I get it, but it's just like I'm not going to act like my life is devastated because I want to save my energy for when it actually hits close to home. Yep. Oh, so yeah, I think I'm going to end up closing on this topic here. I saw it on Facebook a couple of days ago. Someone posted these pictures of successful black men and their wives. And of course, you got athletes, you have actors, and other powerful, quote unquote, powerful black men or well-educated, well-known black men. And they're not black wives. And of course, there's women who take offense to this, like, this is a slap in the face. Why are these dudes marrying these white women? And it's like, look, man, at the end of the day, a phrase I hate, people marry who they want to. And I understand there's a stigma. There's a stereotype that black women are difficult to be with. You know, you got to be a strong man to handle a black woman. But for years, when you prance around talking about you don't need no man, black men ain't shit, and then when black men end up not marrying black women, you can't act surprised. It's like with me, if you're a self-proclaimed nigga and a white person calls you a nigga, you can't be mad. You can't be upset. Now, I get it. Not every woman who has said that should fall into that category. But I mean, I don't really hear a lot of pushback. I'm like, hey, you know what? That's not us. But when you put that out there, like, we don't need y'all. Most of y'all ain't shit anyway. Fuck y'all. We're going to do what we're going to do. And then when they marry white women, you get upset. I just don't see why you really care who marries who. That has nothing to do with you. Is it odd that all these powerful, rich, famous, or whatever you want to call them, black men marry white women? No. I guess when you're in a certain position, you're around certain people. And, I mean, that's what you're exposed to. You're going to be probably be around a lot more white people than black people. And there's just some dudes that just want to date a white woman. That's just what they want to do. Now, me personally, I would not date a white chick that only exclusively wanted to date black men, because I would feel like she's not really into me. She just likes the idea of me. I always tell people that anyone who wants to date outside of their race, it's just like, hey, man, if she's just into you because you're a black dude, she might just talk to any black dude. Or why would you want to date a black dude that only talks to white women? Not all white women are great people. Not all black dudes are good people. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's just like you're really just into a look. You're just turned on by the look. Solely. So I don't know. It's just, does it say something about black women? I mean, maybe it's time that black men and women sat down and had that conversation and go, hey, if you truly want to know, like, what is it about white women? If it's the whole thing about the attitude and I can't put up with that, I mean, I guess you can give your side of the story. But I mean, but yeah, black women have been through a lot in this country. you know, I've said before in a past podcast, I feel black women are the most lied to group of people in this country. But yeah, you just, I feel like it's hard to have a leg to stand on when for years you've had the squeaky wheel going, we don't need no man and black men ain't shit. And there is a weird energy between black men and women. Even the way you have to approach black women can be strange. Patrice O'Neal said it best that, you know, you have to really approach a black woman aggressively in some cases. And I guess some people don't, it's weird because people always thought I would be with a white chick and I'm not. And I just don't, I never knew what to say to a white girl, but I guess the way I carry myself, people assume like, oh yeah, this dude would definitely be with a white chick. And that's just not the case. I find all colors attractive. I don't have anything against white women, Asian women, Brazilian women at all. I think they're all great looking, but I don't know. I just never had an opportunity to really date a white chick. So maybe I am missing out there, guys. So I just think there's just a lot of attention, and we have this weird dynamic between black women and black men that we probably need to address. But because now you got Serena Williams is engaged to the creator of Reddit, and he's a white guy. And somebody made this statement like, oh, she's dated all these black men, and all you guys talk about is her body and her butt and all this kind of stuff. But he stepped up to you know, marry her. And it's just like, well, you don't really know the situation. Maybe she didn't want to marry any of the other dudes that she dated. I mean, yeah, she was with Drake, and she was like, do I really want to marry a rapper? Or a basketball player? You know, I'm pretty sure there are some tech dudes out there that get it in because they got millions and billions of dollars too, but they're a little bit more low key, less flashy than most, you know, an actor or an athlete. But I mean, you love who you love, and to try to put it off on him like she was just desperately waiting to get married, and these black men were like, nah, fuck that. We just wanna look at your body and your butt, and then we're gonna kick you out your on your way, send you on your way. And it's like you don't know Serena Williams. She could be a difficult person in a relationship. You don't know Drake. He could be a terrible person in a relationship, or any other people. You have no idea. I mean, look at Halle Berry. I know she's been through some abusive relationships, but people would just look at her and go, I can't believe that guy's leaving her. It's like, you have no idea what she's like. None. And to me, that's what you're doing. You look at her body, her money, and her accomplishments and go, why isn't anybody marrying her? She could be a complete asshole in a relationship. She is an alpha female and an athlete, so she might have the same type of, vibrato as a LeBron James or a Kobe Bryant. They have no idea. She might be going through dick like it's nobody's business, sending people home with parting gifts like Derek Jeter. You don't know. Y'all sit there and say a black dude wants to marry a white chick because she's docile and you can control her. Are y'all going to say that about she wants to marry a white dude because they're docile and she can control him and do what she want because a black man won't listen because we too strong? No. All the best to her. If she wants to marry this dude, that's all on her. If these basketball players, actors, whoever want to marry white women, Hispanic women, I don't give a fuck. Just be happy. That's all that matters. And if you're upset about it, you're probably single and got like 9 baby daddies and you made the wrong choice in your life. So that's all on you. But there's a show. That's a show. Oh, you know what? We actually have a sponsor for my podcast now for the next couple episodes. Lawless Jerky, people. Great organic, grass-fed, 100% organic beef jerky. I don't have any copy or anything, so I'm just talking up experience. It's great beef jerky, man. It's so good that it's made right here in the United States. They make it in Arizona, I believe Phoenix, and it's, again, 100% organic grass-fed beef. It's delicious. I love it. They're supposed to be sending me some. I can't wait. They got the Aloha Teriyaki. They got a Sriracha. They got a Mango Habanero. It's some of the best jerky I've ever had, man. Because all the other shit, Alberto was decent, but all that Jack Links is bullshit. This is some quality jerky that you can get at your local grocery store or gas station. It's excellent. I love their logo. It's like a chick with the blindfold over her face with one eye kind of uncovered. It's just dope. The packaging is dope. So check it out, Lawless Jerky. Thank you guys for sponsoring me. That's it. Peace out. See you in 2017. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy on both. And that's Allen, A-L-A-N. Peace out.